This is Winning with Wellness, a podcast about inspiring the wellness warrior in you. If you're feeling lost or alone in your wellness journey, or are looking for new ideas and inspiration, you are in the right place. A place you can learn about all things wellness in business, life, and living. Your host, Jenny Rice, will be bringing you inspiring stories and practical tools to improve your overall wellness, personally and professionally. Imagine what living a life of wellness would be like. Thank you for joining us today.
Welcome everyone to another episode of Winning with Wellness. We are so excited to have you here and hope that you find something inspiring and exciting to move you into action today. I'm super blessed to be here with Lynn Vollmer, and she's going to share her ideas and insight and passion about wellness. Welcome, Lynn.
Hi, everyone. Nice to be here. Thanks.
Oh, thrilled you're here. So I'm going to share a little bit about Lynn and then we're going to dig right into it. So Lynn is a belief work expert, an instructor, mindset coach, and theta healing master. She has spent more than a decade helping people transform their lives from states of depression, chaos, and uncertainty to living life on their own terms. Amen to that. She is on a mission to helping people create the changes they need to live a happier, better, and more abundant life. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to dig into this topic with you, Lynn, because it is a juicy, juicy topic. So as we start our conversation, I am always curious because we've all been led to what we do because of a situation, right? Like that's generally what gets us there. So I'm super curious, what does wellness mean to you, Lynn?
For me, it means really being grounded in who I am. And I know that's really broad, but I'm talking about on many different levels. So making sure that I am honest with who I am, and on a physical level, on an emotional level, mental level, spiritual level. And, you know, it's just kind of walking my own talk and not feeling pressured to do things that I don't want to do. So it's really about being true, following my heart, and doing the things that I love. And I find that if I do that, if I stick to that, then it always guides me to where I need to go.
So what's something that you personally have learned that would be helpful to the audience on your personal wellness journey?
Mindset, really. So if I can go a little bit into my story.
Yeah, please
and
do.
And not to kind of go down a dark alley or anything, but so here it is. So about 10 plus years ago, I suffered deep depression and I really lacked clarity. I ended up going into toxic relationships, even though I did my best not to. And I grew up in a very alcoholic and abusive home. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of events that ended up transpiring in my life that really pushed me deep into a depression. And I remember one particular time where I was sitting on the beach and I was observing my kids play. And I recognized that I was starting to contemplate suicide.
Okay.
That was my thought pattern. I felt so broken, so defeated with so many things that had gone on in my life that the mental anguish was really evident. And when I recognized that I started contemplating suicide, I realized that if I really wanted to continue observing my kids play, if I wanted to watch them grow up, then something had to radically shift in how I was feeling and how I was thinking, because I couldn't continue going on with the way that my life had been going on. So I spoke to my husband and decided to quit my job, and I went on a journey to, I guess, find myself, right? And that I found theta healing. I found belief work, and using a step-by-step process, I got rid of all of that guck, you know, all of those belief systems, that mindset that was really keeping me down, that was keeping me in my depression, keeping me in my confusion and lack of purpose. And at the time, like, I had more questions with regards to purpose than answers. And using the process and being able to change my mindset, I was able to totally step into my purpose and step into more loving, deeper connections. And I got out of confusion and went into clarity. And that sense of well-being that I was really searching for, that sense of wholeness that I was really searching for when I was sitting on the beach and I really couldn't connect to, I did find that, you know. So I'm living my dream, really. And one thing that I really actually remember is, so I went away for about 3 months to do my training. Mm-hmm. And when I came back, my son, one of his first words to me were, "Mom, wow, you're glowing." Oh. And he was like six at the time. And that just floored me. And I will always remember that. And that is why I do what I do. I love what I do, because I really do believe that how we think and how we feel, you know, is important. Like, if we want success, then we actually have to match our mindset to being able to achieve that success. And yeah, that's kind of it for me. So.
Okay, so I have goose pimples. If anybody else is listening got chills from the top of their toes all the way to the top of their head, I totally get it. I first, Lynn, want to thank you for sharing your vulnerability and your truth. I'm sure that's not an easy story to share, and it will resonate with many. So thank you so much for
you're welcome
for sharing your vulnerability and giving us that insight into your story. I'm really curious. And oh my gosh, when your son says you're glowing, it sounds like the driving force of why you sought change. So to see that he saw you in that light, what a gift. What I'm really curious about is, I love that you shared that when you were starting to become clear, that you realized you had more questions for your purpose than you had answers. Could you share with the people listening and myself exactly, not exactly, because everybody's journey will be different, but what would be some of the key things if people wanted to take these steps alone and didn't want to seek support, which I'm a huge advocate. If get support, if you need support, we see you, we hear you, you know, teamwork makes the dream work. But there's going to be people that aren't ready maybe to do that yet. What would be some of the things you could suggest to kind of help them on that journey of discovering purpose?
First and foremost is probably listening to your intuition. And I'll give you an example. So when I first started with my theta healing journey and I took my first classes, my instructor on the way out says, "You're going to be a teacher." And I looked at her straight in the face and I said, "No, I'm not. I'm not going to be a teacher." And she kept saying, "Well, yes, you are." And I kept saying, "No, I'm not." And I didn't want to be a teacher. And it wasn't until probably about a couple months after that, this is insane. I would wake up in the middle of the night hearing, "Go and register for this. Go and register for basing and advanced instructors. Go and register for intuitive anatomy instructors. Go and register." So there was four registrations that it kept repeating over and over and over again. And it wasn't until about a week of this, I'm serious, like hardly no sleep, because this narrative kept getting louder and louder and louder. And it wasn't until I registered that it totally went away. And so to really dive deeper into your question, Jenny, or to answer your question, is really listen to the narrative in your head and how your body feels. So your purpose will always light you up. Your purpose will always bring you closer to self-love. Your purpose will always be part of what you signed up here and why you're here. And if it doesn't bring you happiness, then why are you doing it? Right? So
truth bombs being
sorry.
Lynn. No, that is like you're right though.
Yeah, it you does. Are right. Yeah. So
oh my god.
And
gosh.
It's all about that sense of well-being, right? It's all about being true to who you are. Because if you recognize that your soul could have chosen a plethora of different families and lives to be born into, yet for his or her soul evolvement and enlightenment, it chose you It chose this one. And you have to recognize that we are being guided all the time. But are we listening? So you have to learn how to listen. And when we do that, you will find your purpose. It's, you know, when you hear that call and you take the action steps to do it, even though you might be a little afraid and you just kind of lean into that fear a little bit, but recognize, and here's another really big one. If your soul is guiding you to do something, and even though you're afraid, but you do it and you recognize that the fear is actually the illusion keeping you stuck, right? But if you can step into and lean into that fear a little bit, that feeling of uncomfortableness, and do it, you recognize that soul has your back. And each step will bring you closer to what it is that you're supposed to be doing. And so here's another thing too, like I've got verbal diarrhea.
No, go, I'm loving it.
So if you do, so like, I mean, it's, we're never gonna see all the steps that we have to take. Mm-hmm. If you're not willing to do the first one, then why is soul going to give you five ahead, right? So soul is only going to give you little pieces at a time. And when you start going, then soul will give you the bigger vision. That is actually just in my experience too.
Oh, I love that. So I want to recap because that was so beautiful. We're going to listen to our intuition. And I honestly, I don't want to dial this down too much because that was really powerful. Your purpose will always lead you to self-love, sense of well-being. If it feels good, it is good. Take the call, truth bomb, take the call. And fear is the illusion that keeps you stuck.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Your soul has your back. And take the first step and soul will show you more. So I would love, my goodness, I could listen to this all day long. So I'm curious, because there's going to be some people, we've mentioned your training in Theta. Can you elaborate what that is? Because there's going to be some people on here, me included, that doesn't know exactly what that means. So I would love a little more insight on that.
Okay. So my certification was through Theta Healing. So I'm a Theta Healing master and instructor. Well, I used to be. I don't teach Theta Healing anymore, but I teach belief work.
Okay.
And what that is we teach you how to get into the subconscious mind, because that is where all of our beliefs, our memories, our habits, they're all within the subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind actually creates our reality 95% of the time. And consciously, we only consciously actually create our reality 5% of the time. So if we consciously try to think our way out of something, it's not going to work, because subconsciously, if we consciously think of something, so for example, if we have I am worthy to get that job, right? If we consciously believe that, that is great. But in order for us to fully get that job, is we have to subconsciously be aligned with our conscious brain, right? So if our subconscious has the program of I am unworthy and an undeserving to get that job, then you're not going to get it. And the job of the subconscious mind is to make sure that you behave exactly the way that you've been programmed. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So do in a belief work is we, through a theta brainwave, we teach you how to get into that state of being so that you can get in touch with those limiting beliefs and change them. And that is how we change the mindset. So we make your conscious 5% brain aligned with the subconscious, or vice versa, right? We align the subconscious with your conscious. So then that way you can actually start achieving. And if you recognize that our thoughts are energy, and what we project out there, we create. If you understand this, like on a real deep level, then if you think I'm not good enough, why would you let that go by? Right? Mm-hmm. So it's all about bringing self-awareness to your thoughts and to how you're feeling in every situation. Do you fear rejection, or do you fear being alone? And how is that keeping you stuck, right? So, and we look at that mindset in the subconscious mind and we flip it, we change it. And so that is what theta healing is really well known for, is being able to change a limiting belief into a positive one to create the mindset so that you can actually start achieving and creating the life that you want.
So with our subconscious mind, I'm assuming, and, you know, please correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm super passionate about mindset. When we think about our subconscious mind, that's programming, like you said, that could be ancestral, that could be...
Exactly. Yeah, so the subconscious...
It's a deep-rooted belief system that, yeah, we got to work on, we got to look at. Sometimes it doesn't feel so good, and we got to start shifting the habits.
Exactly. Because so it has, the subconscious holds not just your belief systems, but anything ancestral. So anything that your mom and dad or your grandparents really at a core level believe to be true, then chances are you have that too. And the one of the more common ones are life is hard.
Yes.
Life is harsh. No pain, no gain. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you've heard all of those, you know,
yes.
And to survive,
yes.
To survive, you have to be doing and doing and doing all the time.
That was my MO on repeat for many years.
Yeah.
That was, yeah.
And where does that give you, you know, that just,
oh my gosh, burnout. It gets you in the hospital. Yeah. There's no championing yourself when you're literally, you know, burning the candle at both ends.
Yeah.
That is so powerful. So Lynn, you know, as we kind of like come to the end of our conversation today, this information has been so rich. I just want to recap a little bit for the audience. Fear is the illusion that keeps you stuck. Your soul has your back. Oh my gosh. I love it. And your subconscious mind, and I'm paraphrasing here, can move you forward or hold you back. They have
Pretty
to
much,
be in
yes.
alignment, right?
Yeah.
So I understand that you have a free gift or a connection gift that you're going to share with the audience. Did you want to dig in? I'm going to put it in the show notes, people, so you don't have to write it down. But do you want to share what that's about for everybody?
I would love to. So this offer is called kind of like a clarity breakthrough strategy session. And what I will do is if you contact me, then we will be discussing your challenges. We will be looking into the adversities that you have been dealing with in your life. And with that, I am also going to be giving you a 10 to 15 minute body scan. So this is something else that I also do. And what I'll be doing, I'll be intuitively scanning your body, the outside of your body, but also inside your body. And I will be looking at different pockets wherever I'm guided. And that will reveal to me deep core limiting beliefs that are holding you back with regards to whatever adversity that you bring up to mind for us to discuss. We'll talk about how I can help you to move forward, and some suggestions with regards to maybe some tools that you can do to help you get the mindset that you want to be able to create a better life for yourself. So,
oh my gosh, Lynn, that's so generous. So as we close out, how do people find you? I'm going to post it in the show notes, but if somebody wants to do it like right now, how do they find
right?
you?
they can go to lynn@lynnvollmer.com. That is my email address. So that's lynn@lynnvollmer. So lynnvollmer.com. Or they can just simply find me at my website, which is lynnvollmer.com. They can browse around and I have a contact form and they can fill out that form and reach me that way too.
Fantastic. So any final thoughts as we finish our conversation, Lynn?
Gosh, you know, yeah, recognize that you have choice. Recognize that you deserve to live your life how you want to live it, in your own truth, in your own authenticity. And it starts with one small step at a time. And remember that fear is the illusion. Soul has your back. So tune into soul, start that soul talk every day, connect to soul, and you will actually see how your world can actually open up for you.
Oh, Lynn, that's so beautiful. So any of you that are moved by this, we encourage you to ignite the wellness warrior in you and take control of your situation. You are not alone. You don't have to do it alone. We are a community of wellness. So Lynn, thank you so much for being here and providing so much value to the people that are listening. I know I've taken so much and cannot wait to implement this. And I am obviously going to have to tap into your special offer and get you to do the thing.
Would love to.
Absolutely. So thank you so much, Lynn. It has been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks for having me, Jenny. It was great to be here.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Winning with Wellness. If something you heard today sparked your interest or fired up your curiosity, please head over to Apple Podcasts now, hit subscribe, and leave us a review. Your review helps us ignite the wellness warriors in others. Your community is waiting for you. Don't forget to activate your free wellness membership to Your Holistic Earth. You'll find the link in the show notes. It is never too late to redefine your wellness, and you don't have to do it alone. One small action can lead to life-changing results. I know because it did for me. And from my heart to yours, thank you for sharing your most valuable asset with me, you.